In 1998, I talked about Ray Charles with Hank Crawford, who was Charles's music director in the late 50s and early 60s and played alto and baritone saxophones in the band. Crawford was a student in Nashville when he first met Ray Charles. Crawford had heard that Ray Charles was about to perform in Nashville, but Charles's baritone player had just left, so he was looking for another one. At the suggestion of Crawford's friends, he decided to show up with a baritone.
I never played baritone in my life, but I was excited because it was Ray Charles, and I'd heard a couple of his records. I think it was Drowning My Own Tears and Hallelujah, Love Us So. So I jumped at the opportunity, even if it had to be on baritone saxophone, or an instrument which is bigger than me. I'm not such a large person, you know. But I did get the saxophone. I went down, and I played the job that night.
It brings a tear.
Charles eventually appointed you music director. What did that mean? What were your responsibilities?
I was in charge of the band. I was arranger. And arranging music, making notations for Ray. I think I got the job because I had majored in music theory and composition. So I was doing a bit of writing and composing at the time and working with Ray because he was writing. He's a heck of an arranger himself.
When you were arranging music with Ray Charles, what would he communicate to you about what he wanted to hear?
He would just walk around. I'd go to his house, you know, and at his home. And we'd go down into the den, and he'd say, "We're going to write this today, and tell me how many sheets of paper and what instruments we were going to write for." And I would prepare that, and he would come in, and he'd say, "Well, we're going to do the first trumpet part." And he would call the notes, you know, and I would write things down. Like I say, he would dictate the notes, and I would, you know, notate them.
When you say dictate it, would he like play it at the piano? Is that the kind of dictation it was?
You know, he never used the piano doing this, like most arrangers do. But he would just walk around and call the notes. You know, I guess he.
You mean he'd hum it? You mean he'd say A flat?
No, he would. No, he would say a quarter rest, 2/16 notes B and C. You know, then half rest. And he said, "That should end the bar." I said, "Yes." And he said, "Next bar, 2/32 or whatever." You know, it'd go like that, and he'd call the notes.
I've gotten down to my last pair of shoes. Can't even win a nickel bet because of them that's got, of them that gets, and I ain't got nothing yet. I'm sneaking in and out, ducking my landlord. All I seem to do is stay in debt because of them that's got, yeah. And
I tell y'all, I ain't got nothing yet. That old saying, them that's got are them that gets, is something I can't see. If you gotta have something before you can get something, how do you get your first is still a mystery to me. I see folk with long cars and fine clothes. That's why they're called the smarter set, because they manage to get when only them that's got supposed to get. And I ain't got nothing yet.
Our interview with Hank Crawford was recorded in 1998.